I keep telling myself to snap out of it, and it isn't working. You've been telling yourself to snap out of it for weeks, months, maybe years. You've tried gratitude lists, you've tried discipline. You've tried not telling anyone, hoping it would just pass. It's not passing. The voice telling you to snap out of it is starting to sound like a stranger. If telling yourself to snap out of it isn't working, you're not broken and you're not weak. The snap out of it advice was never going to work because depression isn't a mood state you can flip with willpower. It's a brain state where the chemistry that makes willpower possible has gone quiet. The fix is treating the chemistry, not yelling at the willpower. Why snap out of it became cultural advice. It's the leftover advice from a time when nobody understood what depression was. If your great-grandfather had a bad week, someone told him to walk it off. That's how everyone talked about everything mental until the late 20th century. The brain was a black box. The advice was either willpower or denial. We know more now.
The American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic Manual recognizes depression as a medical condition with measurable biological signatures. Patients with major depressive disorder show altered glucose metabolism in the prefrontal cortex on PET scans. Their cortisol regulation is impaired. Their sleep architecture is broken. You can't snap out of altered glucose metabolism. You can treat it. What you're actually fighting when you tell yourself to snap out of it, you're trying to outwill a chemical state with a verbal instruction. Your brain literally doesn't have the receptors firing to receive the instruction. Imagine telling someone with a broken leg to walk faster. The instruction makes sense. The leg can't follow. Yelling louder doesn't help. Depression is closer to that than people realize. The willpower mechanism itself is downregulated. The phrase that's actually true, the honest sentence is, I've been carrying this longer than is sustainable, and I don't have to keep carrying it alone. That sentence isn't dramatic. It isn't pity.
It's a description of where you are. Some adults have a depressive episode in any given year, per the National Institute of Mental Health. Less than half get treatment. The other half are doing exactly what you're doing right now, telling themselves to snap out of it and waiting for it to pass. It usually doesn't pass on willpower alone. It passes on a combination of willpower plus actual treatment. Why telling yourself made it worse? Every time you yelled at yourself to snap out of it and didn't, your brain learned something. I am the kind of person who can't even fix this. That story stacks. Over months, it becomes a second layer of depression on top of the first. Self-compassion is more therapeutic than self-criticism. Decades of research from Kristen Neff and others shows that people who treat themselves like they treat a struggling friend recover faster than people who shame themselves into trying harder. You can drop the inner monologue that's making it worse. That alone won't cure you. It will keep you from digging deeper. What to say instead? Here's the script that actually works. Try it once a day for a week. I am sick, not weak. The chemistry is off.
The chemistry is fixable. I am willing to ask someone for help, even if part of me thinks I should be able to do this alone. Notice what part of you flinches. The flinching part is the same part that's been keeping you stuck. That part doesn't get the final vote anymore. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we work with people who have been white-knuckling it for a long time. The plan is built around your nervous system, not your shame. Counseling that swaps shame for tools. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, and behavioral activation. The goal isn't to fix your thoughts first. It's to change the inputs your brain is getting so the thoughts have something different to work with. Medication management when the chemistry needs help. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram, SNRIs like venlafaxine, and bupropion when fatigue is the dominant symptom. We adjust based on how you respond. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy for the cases where willpower keeps hitting an empty tank. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the part of your brain that produces motivation.
It's FDA cleared, drug-free, and most courses finish in about 6 weeks. Many patients describe the shift as, I noticed I wanted to do things again. That feeling, the wanting, is the lever you've been trying to manufacture with willpower. Frequently asked questions. Is snap out of it ever the right advice? For ordinary bad moods that pass within a day or two, sure. For depression that has lasted weeks or longer, no. The phrase assumes a healthy brain. If telling yourself hasn't worked after this long, you have your answer. How do I tell my family I need real help? Try the truth. I've been telling myself to snap out of it for a while. It hasn't worked. I'm going to talk to a clinician. Most families respond better to that than to performance. The people who love you will want you to ask for help. The ones who don't aren't part of the recovery anyway. Will treatment make me dependent on something? SSRIs are not addictive in the clinical sense. You don't develop tolerance. Many patients stay on them for 1 to 2 years and then taper successfully. TMS doesn't create dependency at all. Therapy is education, not a crutch. None of these create the dependency people fear.
Stop yelling at yourself. Start treating the brain. You can stop the inner argument tonight. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what your specific brain probably needs. No diagnosis on the phone. No pressure to commit. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.